When we talk about the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, we tend to focus on those immigrants who trek to the border from Mexico and Central America. They are the majority there, but you'll also find migrants from much farther afield. Cameroon, for example. Cameroon is one of many countries where turmoil is pushing people to flee. The country's government is facing threats from multiple insurgencies. That includes the armed militants of Boko Haram. At the same time, separatists in two English-speaking regions in the west of the country are in revolt. David Miliband is just back from Cameroon, where he was tracking the humanitarian crisis caused by all of this turmoil. Miliband heads the International Rescue Committee and is a former British Foreign Secretary. He says he met desperate people in Cameroon.
They talked about utter desolation, about places that are now uninhabitable, but also about a conflict that is growing and more people fleeing. And that speaks to the very difficult civilian, military, diplomatic situation in the north of Cameroon and in the neighboring countries around the Lake Chad itself.
Did you meet one family or one person whose story really struck you that kind of crystallizes what's going on there?
And what comes to mind is four community workers that we have employed. They're there to promote hygiene, to fight cholera effectively. And there was just a vacancy in their eyes when I talked to them about what they had left behind. These were farmers. They talked about the utter desolation that came with the violence. They talked about the people that they had lost. They had, in very, very difficult conditions, ensured that there wasn't a public health outbreak of a cholera base. When I talked to them about whether they'd ever go back, there was utter loss. There was no confidence that either national authorities or international authorities would be able to offer hope. And the only thing that they could live for was their own work and also the opportunities that might exist, that might conceivably exist in the future for their children who were going to a local school.
Does that suggest this violence is just going to continue?
Well, I think that there is real danger of a metastasizing of the conflict. We know that the armed opposition groups are splitting. We know that they are becoming increasingly violent. We know that in some cases they are connecting up. And obviously the International Rescue Committee is a humanitarian organization. We're treating the symptoms of the crisis, not the roots of it. But we live within a political situation where you reach a point where there's so much bloodshed that it becomes harder and harder to patch things together again. And I think that this is something where there is a grave international hole. There's a grave hole in the international response, both at the humanitarian level and at the political diplomatic level.
As if Boko Haram wasn't enough, Cameroon is also dealing with a separatist crisis in its English-speaking regions. What did you see on that?
Yes, you've got 1,600 people killed in exactly as you describe it, a clash between separatists and the armed forces of the Cameroonian government. And someone, one of our own workers, said something very, very interesting to me. She said that, look, 20 or 30 years ago, more power for the Anglophone region was the demand. Then the demand became federalism. Then the demand became separatism. And you see that when needs are not met, when injustices are not tended to, there is a radicalization, there's an outflanking. And the great danger is that we reach a point of no return. And when you read the reports or hear the reports of people having their hands chopped off, when you know literally their hands and fingers chopped off, when you know that 1,600 people have lost their lives, you worry about the stability of the country because untended humanitarian crisis leads to political instability.
We are also seeing more and more reports of Cameroonians fleeing their country and ending up on the U.S.-Mexico border, many unable to cross now with this U.S. metering policy. How much do you attribute that migration to the violent pressure that's going on back home, Boko Haram, the separatist crisis back in Cameroon?
The fact that there has been a massive cut in the number of refugees being resettled, given asylum in the U.S., by the U.S. government, and President Trump has cut the number of refugees from 90,000 to 22,000. That cuts off a legal route to hope for people. And I had people in Cameroon saying, what's happened to refugee resettlement in America? And all I could tell them was the government has reduced by three quarters the number of slots that are available. And what I would say is that those people have a right to have their asylum claims dealt with in an efficient and fair way.
David Miliband, former UK Foreign Secretary and the head of the International Rescue Committee, just back from Cameroon. Thank you very much, as always.
Thank you very much indeed.